not.
Veto.
Those circuses on the air.
And the president does it.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Oh, Dave, we do our little history segment every Friday at 9:30 when I have a show. Always fun. Nice to do it in the morning again. And we'll talk a little Memorial Day here. It started out as Decoration Day, right, Dave?
Yes, it did. And I'm wondering why. Oh, there. little technical flaw there.
Okay.
Here. We just solved the problem.
Okay, good. All right.
Now you sound just fine.
Okay, good.
Yes, it started as Decoration Day. And the reason it was Decoration Day was because the graves of the fallen Civil War soldiers were so decorated in their honor with not only with flowers, but maybe various flags and medals to honor their sacrifice. And both northern and southern areas of the country, in the 1860s, 1870, had various forms of decoration days. However, in 1866, in April of that year, General John A. Logan of Southern Illinois,
right,
who was a Civil War general, led a procession and a ceremony in Woodlawn Cemetery in Carbondale, Illinois, to honor those that had fallen. And then in 1868, he was part of the Grand Army of the Republic, a very high-ranking official in there, issued a national decree saying that there should be some recognition in the spring, toward the end of May, for a decoration ceremony nationwide. And of course, that caught on. There had been various forms of this elsewhere in the country. And then it became a holiday, Decoration Day, kind of evolving into Memorial Day to memorialize and honor all of our soldiers.
Like 55 years ago, I think.
Yes.
Yeah,
living and dead. And then finally, Congress merging this, making it a 3-day weekend as they've done with Labor Day, a Saturday, Sunday, Monday holiday recognition for the summer month. Of course, leaving the 4th of July alone. July 4th stands,
yeah,
no matter what
so.
Day it falls.
I would think so.
For Memorial Day and Labor Day, they merged those about 50 years ago or so into a 3-day holiday weekend.
And of course, 3 o'clock, we'll take a minute of silence for the national moment of remembrance. And there was a speech before we get to another celebration that's happening in Washington. There's a speech that Ronald Reagan made at Arlington National Cemetery in 1985, the true meaning of Memorial Day. Let's take a listen.
Sometime back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of 4 Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of servicemen, for we're never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. And so when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the whole, and all we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up 2 lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men, They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
1985, President Ronald Reagan, the speech he made at Arlington National Cemetery. Dave, also, today is a milestone anniversary, 100 years of a very special place honoring our 16th president.
Yes, it is. And Dave, if I might, I would like to do this by way of a far-flung forecast.
Okay,
this morning.
Wow,
we go to...
Oh, Dean's really going to be pissed now.
Well, we didn't have a chance to do one yesterday because of the Indy 500.
Gotcha.
So I thought
okay.
I would
Let's
use
do it.
It today because it is very, very appropriate.
Okay.
Exeter, New Hampshire is our far-flung location today.
Okay.
Population 16,000. And we bring it up because it is the birthplace of one Daniel Chester French. Does that name do anything? Thing for you.
Andy?
Mustard?
Did he invent mustard?
No.
Kidding.
Daniel Chester French
yeah.
was a well-known sculptor and artist who was the person that designed and finalized and gave us the Lincoln Memorial statue that is
wow.
In the Lincoln Memorial, an absolutely stunning thing to see in Washington, D.C. And how amazing is it that 100 years ago today, that memorial was dedicated May 30th. And it wasn't Memorial Day or Decoration Day when that happened.
It was just May 30th.
It happens, and its 100th birthday, its 100th
wow.
occasion, falls on our Memorial Day in 2022.
What are they doing to celebrate today?
They've done a number of things there, recognitions. I must admit, I'm not sure what specifically they will be doing. I would imagine there will be a very good military display there, flag ceremony, that sort of thing. But a number of things have been ongoing. You can go to the National Park Service website to find out more about what's that. And I would think there would be things going on through the summer. One other thing very quickly, if mm-hmm. you Google the dedication ceremony, you will see pictures of the president, Warren Harding, standing next to
cool.
Robert Todd Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's son was at the dedication.
Wow. Very, very cool.
Exeter, Dave. New Hampshire is 60 degrees today.
All right. There you have it. Dave Schwann, history on Memorial Day.